Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, Wednesday, March 2nd, is upon us, and we are alive and thriving here in America and around the world, actually, on a lot of the streaming services. The DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay is out with us. We're not with her. She's out, not with us, to discuss the whole situation from what's going on in Ukraine to the President's State of the Union. Ladies, did you watch the President's State of the Union or listen to it? Last night?
Yep.
Yes.
And? I feel like more people watched it maybe than normal years because
I have,
what's going on in Ukraine.
Maybe that's it and some other things. I have my thoughts about it. Maybe I'll lead off with a couple of them. There were some good points about Ukraine. I think there will be those who are detractors or those who are distracted by Joe Biden who will point to his age and maybe a few fluffs that he made. That I'm sort of sick of listening to that stuff. It's just not, it's not composite material for discussion with regard to content. And that's more what I'm interested in than whether he fluffed a couple of things or, you know, it's, who cares. He referred to Delaware, I think, once as America. And it was, you know, the guys, I make those mistakes. I'm not quite his age, but we all, you know, sooner or later, we make mistakes based on age.
I mean, he fluffed on, if fluffing is the word, I mean, normally that means something else, but I guess we'll stick with that.
Let's hope he wasn't fluffing.
Yeah, right. He flubbed towards the end. He replaced Ukrainian with Iranian, so that was a flub. But I mean, people knew what he meant. Like,
of course. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste time on stuff like that. If you want to waste time,
there was a lot of other content besides that.
Right. There was plenty. It was content is what's important. Content is king is what a lot of the program directors on radio stations say. Content is king. So in a contextual sense, there were three or four important things that I thought were right on. I will tell you right up front, I am so tired of listening to anybody and everybody talk about the past. Why he felt like or his people thought he had to take a shot at Trump. On three or four occasions, and what a complete waste of time. That's the past. Get over it. Move on. Get to what the problem is today and how you're going to solve it. The whole business about taxes and, you know, we're going to fix this. That stuff always leaves me cold because what doesn't come out is how it affects the business in general. But I think the Ukraine thing, if, in fact, he and others follow through on the promises, it's not just rah-rah, but really and truly, they do what a lot of individuals are doing, and that's, especially Americans, interesting how many have gone to answer the call for foreign fighters. I saw the story of a Texas software developer. I saw the story of a cook. Among dozens and dozens and dozens of Americans who are responding to the plea for volunteers, the eye doctor that I saw on Friday over there fighting the Russian invasion, so they responded individually, and there's a lot of that. Companies are responding, and there's a lot of that. There is a resolution in the European Parliament to bring in, to answer the request from Ukrainian leaders that they become members of the European Union. So that's, I think that sort of thing, the focus on that was appropriate.
I don't know how fast that could happen, though.
Well,
I agree.
You
I
don't
think
know.
It could be,
yeah.
I think it could be, I think it is appropriate for sure, and certainly
yes.
President Zelensky has been requesting that. I just don't know how fast that process is that, you know, would give them more protection
it'll,
when they
it'll
need
happen
it right
as
now.
It will happen, but at least it's on the It's on the
It's now on
agenda.
The docket, I guess,
yeah, right?
So
All right, so
I think would be a good thing.
There's also an interesting debate going on in radio and television. As you know, there is a cable channel called RT TV, Russian Television. And I'm not even sure. One of my friends, who's a contributor from time to time here, Holland Cook, does a show on that. And I sent him a note last night, what's the story? And he said, stand by. And then I didn't hear from him again. And there are a lot of radio stations, a lot of AM stations that are brokered, what we call brokered stations, who have people from Russia buying time. There are a couple of stations that are completely operated by the Russians or Russian operatives who have Russian programming in Russian. There are, as I've talked about this before, Chinese stations. Who knows what the programming is on either of these. But there are a lot of people here and the National Association of Broadcasters is asking the question whether or not Russian programming should be canceled. In my mind, the answer to that is yes, but it was always yes. I don't think the Russians, the Chinese, or any foreign entity has any business occupying, using, or owning airtime in America. I just don't. I don't see that.
Is it state-sponsored from Russia? Like, is it propaganda kind of stuff, or is it like Russian Americans talking about issues?
I don't think Russian TV is propaganda, though. Is it RT?
Yes, of course it is. That's the reason they do it.
I've never seen
they
it.
Tried. It's a very subtle approach. When they asked me to do the talking
Why would
about
they
doing
think
the
you
farm
would be
show.
Pro Russia.
No, well, that's it. But because I was the reason they asked me to do it is because they wanted my content, which is negative, aimed at, well, but my point of view that I take on the American family farmer is decidedly against big ag and big business and what the Russians claim is what America is all about. And Biden addressed that last night, and I was happy to hear that. The approach to how you take down, that's not the verbiage that he used, but that's the way I look at it, take down some of these huge businesses, and he specifically cited the drug business as it's a negative, and it is a negative, especially
I was actually surprised and impressed that he mentioned family farmers and meat processors.
Yeah,
and
meat,
that there are
meat,
only four.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
how many times have you heard that from me?
Well, yeah, but I was surprised to hear that as a focus in the State of the Union. You know, I'm happy. I was actually really surprised and happy to hear that.
Food. It's all about, you know, people are spending a lot of money for food, gas, that sort of thing. So, Jennifer, what's your takeaway?
Well, first, I just thought it was interesting because I went to our RT just so let me give you a little update on that because I thought it was, interesting. No. It's just I didn't realize, but you know, Aura TV, which is a network that runs all like some of the old TV shows and stuff. Apparently, RT America is produced by Aura TV and is licensed, I guess, to RT America, which is a Russia-controlled network. But people like Dennis Miller and William Shatner had shows, I just read, on RT America. So I don't know how filled with Russian propaganda. Well, no, right now.
Yeah.
They just started to drop because of the ownership. But I don't know how much propaganda was being blatantly pushed out there by Dennis Miller and William Shatner. It doesn't seem like quite their
No, I'm not saying every show is that way. Even my program that they asked me about wouldn't have been pro-Russia propaganda. It just would have been construed as being somewhat negative, aimed at big stuff. I mean, Miller's no fan of huge businesses. And I don't know what Shatner's – I never saw that, so I don't know what his – show was about. I didn't know that
anyway,
he was
so
there.
I thought that was kind of interesting. So both jumping off, and then DirecTV just dropped it, and Roku just pushed it off their platform. Canada just blocked it. So there's an argument about whether or not.
Is this a mislabeling? Maybe?
I don't know.
What? RTV? You know. No.
No, I'm saying if Jen's reading what's on their actual, you know, lineup.
She's reading their headlines right now.
Yeah, then I'm just wondering. Are they getting, is this the baby in the bathwater kind of thing? Or, you know, is there a legitimate reason to dump
it? Well, that's the argument. There are a lot of people who are coming forward saying this was just a reason to get rid of it. And then there's others who are saying, oh, it's Russia, we have to dump it. Anyway, just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so State of the Union. I thought there were parts of it that were okay, that were good. I do take issue with the fact that you can spend that much time talking about how we were ready for this within when it comes to Ukraine, and that it, this was premeditated and that we were ready and we responded, because that's simply not true. The United States and NATO were prepared to let Ukraine fall, and it's the pressure of the world coming together behind Zelensky and the Ukrainian people that pushed their hand and forced them into doing all of these sanctions on Russia. And truly, I think if, and I've said this before, if Biden were really serious about doing something with Ukraine, he would talk about American oil. And there was a huge chunk in the speech where he talked about buy American. I think that's great. But shouldn't he start with buy American oil to make us energy dependent so that we're not handing money to Vladimir Putin?
So how do you view the announcement that he made about 60 million barrels of oil?
I think it's ridiculous.
Open from the reserves.
It tanked the gas market. As soon as he did that, the cost per barrel of gasoline jumped up to $5 a barrel for a second. Because
$5 a barrel, not $5 a gallon, you mean?
$5 a barrel, and then it jumped back
from $100 back down to $5?
Correct. It jumped all the way up. It spooked the market, because when you start releasing your reserve, it spooks people thinking that there's no plan. If there was such a plan, you wouldn't be releasing oil again. This is the second time he's hit the reserve. The first time for prices, remember that, about a month and a half ago, and now the second time because of this conflict with Russia and the prices. So I think that was one issue that I took. Again, fundamentally, the root cause of inflation is spending, and I think that really there was an opportunity for Biden to talk about that and to talk about what could really make things better, and I really think he took most of the opportunity to just go through his Build Back Better plan again, which is all about spending. I mean, he talked, you know, he was hitting the child care again. He was hitting the corporate taxes again. He was hitting all of those things that have no support from Joe Manchin, have no support from Republicans, which means there's no chance that it's going to pass in the next year. And even if it did, it would probably shoot up inflation rates from where they are right now to God knows where. And so I think it was kind of a waste to go through that. I think it was just misguided, because they like to use the word root cause. The root cause of inflation is overspending.
Yeah. All right. So we'll hold on to that, Victoria, and get your take on this. And we continue in the next half hour. 18 after here on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken, and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hello. This is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot your eye down. Check you in my eye.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Let's find out in a moment. How is it Naya Rivera? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Naya Rivera is in the focus, and we'll find out why and what's going on in a moment after these words.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
All right, so this is a two-year-old case. Victoria Jennifer, the wrongful death lawsuit filed by Naya Rivera's ex-husband. Now I remember as we're talking about it, what happened. She was out in a boat in a pretty gross lake and had her six-year-old son with her. So now what's the status? Who settled what here?
I'm assuming that that they settled with, I don't know how, I mean, did they sue the lake? I don't even know what, you know, what they were, what the family was doing. Who did they sue in this? I mean, it's wrongful death, but is can you sue a lake?
Probably the county, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was the United Water Conservation District in Ventura County. I think that's the
the county
Parks and Rec management.
Yep.
That's, you know, it was preventable.
Well, the little boy had, her son was 4, I guess, at the time, right? Is he 6 now? So
yeah.
He had a life jacket on. I guess she didn't. And we were just talking about this lake during the break there. Jen,
it's Piru.
Said it's really, yeah,
Piru.
Really kind of gross
Piru.
And
yeah.
Lots of
yeah, it's,
trees.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Stuff.
I mean, I want to, like, if you go to Lake Piru, it's beautiful. But from what I hear, and I didn't know this, I'm not much of a lake person. And so apparently underneath of the water, there's just a lot of tree branches and yuck. And it's, I guess, pretty well known for being pretty awful. And so what they were saying is both she and her son were in the water. She realized that the boat was kind of starting to get away from them. So she popped him back up into the boat. And when she tried to get to it, she was stuck on tree branches. And then eventually when she was struggling, it pulled her under. Ugh. And that was the end. And that's why the little boy was found floating on the boat with his life jacket. He was sleeping when they found him, and they couldn't find her. They searched and searched, and then they found her. I think she was near a patch of those branches. So, yeah.
Well,
it took a while.
Whether or not you can clean that up,
yeah.
I don't even know how you go about that.
The suit was about things that weren't in the boat. I mean, I've been out in boats and lakes and ponds. They're just rowboats, and they have oars, and that's all they have. They have radios and all that stuff. I think sometimes no security mechanism.
But this is a common thing, though, right? To rent pontoon boats on this lake?
Lakes. Yeah. So anyway, well, it's set
horrible,
her.
Tragedy.
Anyway, it doesn't bring her back, but it sets a standard, I guess. And then, you know, you go from there. Hopefully people read it and they say, okay, we better protect ourselves from this sort of thing. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. On February 4th, 1922, Henry Ford purchased the Lincoln Motor Company for $8 million. As the brand celebrates its 100th anniversary and storied past, it is equally focused on an exciting future. Lincoln is committed to delivering a unique lineup of electrified vehicles and connected services that create effortless experiences for its clients. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden delivers his first State of the Union speech. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
Also on Tuesday, oil prices surged, with U.S. crude hitting its highest level since June 2014.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian networks.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is facing more repercussions. Payments and credit card giants Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian financial institutions from their networks. Visa and MasterCard both pledged $2 million towards humanitarian relief for Ukraine. It should be noted the Russian ruble is crashing very hard Tuesday morning. Its value to the dollar, 0.0089. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, the International Energy Agency's 31 member countries agreed Tuesday to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves. Half of those reserves will come from the U.S. The members say the move is a message to the oil markets that supplies won't fall short as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. A new government report shows Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine gave children 5 and older strong protection against hospitalizations and death even during the Omicron surge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the new data on Tuesday. A day earlier, a study from New York raised the question of whether the vaccine is less effective in kids ages 5 to 11, especially against milder infections. Younger kids get a smaller dose than teens. And the Arizona legislature approved a measure to increase voter ID requirements. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour now, as we work our way through the issues of the day, the events of the day, what people are talking about, stuff hopefully that matters to you. Sometimes it takes a long time to get to the heart of the matter. Sometimes you've already gotten yourself there, you've got your thoughts all established, or you hear Jennifer or Victoria or Jay or me say something, I agree with that. Or you don't dance to the same music that any of us do. And I don't agree with that. Well, we're sort of going through the president's State of the Union last night and sort of in that conversation intertwining stuff from the realities of the war, and that's what it is, the war in Europe, Eastern Europe, the war the Russians have started, and Joe Biden put Putin on the spot as well. He should, as everybody is and should.
The whole world went through, right?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of nice for once, right, that the whole world is literally on the same page.
Yeah, this guy does not survive. This,
I don't think he ever saw that coming.
Yeah. And just to, you know what it's a great reminder of? That we don't have to rely on the government to unify us, because the government can't and won't, because us being divided makes money for the government, and so or makes and brings them power. So I think it's a really nice reminder that the world, that we can just choose to unite ourselves and not have someone do it like that.
Well,
everybody always says they're going to do it.
It's really very interesting pointing out how citizens all across the globe have shown solidarity with Ukraine and Ukrainians. I was going to say Ukrainians, I mean, look around the world, people protesting. If they're not going over there to fight, they certainly are showing their thoughts about Putin and the war, which has become pretty, there have been thousands of people that have been killed already.
Well,
a lot of them
Russian
soldiers. Yeah.
Yeah, but look at the European Union. European Union said, nope, Zelensky can't come in. Nope, 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 Ukraine can't come in. And then they said, well, maybe we might let him in, but it's going to take years. It'll take years for the application process to go. And then the world puts pressure on him. It's not the people sitting in that room.
That
and
is
Zelensky,
true.
Yeah, and then Zelensky comes out and says, you know, we need this, we need that, and he is capturing people's heart, and then all of a sudden now they're saying, yeah, we might be able to expedite that for you.
I think, if there are some silver linings, I think that Ukraine has, and every time I watch the coverage of this, it's very upsetting. Seeing President Zelensky in the bunker with some reporters yesterday, he's worried about his family. He knows he's a target. He looked like someone who has sort of reconciled with the fact that he may not survive this. It's heartbreaking to watch. I think for the rest of the world who maybe, and I am including myself in this as geographically challenged as I am, for someone who doesn't really know much about, you know, that region beyond just Russia and Russian history, I really can't tell you I know anything about Ukrainian history. I really don't know much about the culture. And yet I think that the fact that social media has been so front and center, and we're seeing how Ukrainian people live and how they're thriving and how, you know, this is, they're much, much more democratic and democratic seeking than maybe a lot of people in the West ever thought would be the case. I think it might have been very easy for the EU in the past to just dismiss them as, you don't really want to be, you know, in the EU. You know, you're not really on board with us. And I think they're proving that democracy is something that they're literally laying their lives down for. And I think that's a huge message that the rest of the world has kind of finally gotten. When I now think of Ukraine versus Russia, even though geographically they're right next to each other and they share a lot of history, I now think of them as completely separate entities, and I think that's a good thing. And I think the rest of the world sees them different now,
too. Yeah, that's the reality of it. When I went to Kiev and then over to Moscow and up to St. Petersburg on the same trip, it was a different feel because you felt like you were a part of one region, as you were just suggesting, and it isn't. That's not the way it is. We're learning a lot, as was the case when we went into Iraq. Lots of people didn't know anything about Iraq.
That's
even where
true.
It was.
Yep.
Afghanistan, nobody knew where the hell Afghanistan was.
Right.
And so it was, it's a teachable moment. Too bad it comes at such an expense.
I know.
All right. So speaking of that, the operator of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is bankrupt, and they are out of business, basically. They fired all their employees. This was a very influential project, and if completed, would increase Europe's energy dependence on Russia big time. So now they want no connection. And I go back to what I said a few minutes ago, and I said it yesterday, too. Putin's time is over. It's just a matter of time before either he gets killed or he just disappears. Who knows what he can do with, he spent a lot of his own money to make this war happen. What he thought was going to be the end game for him is something that, you know, people will speculate on, but that's all it's worth, you know, what you pay for a cup of coffee. The guy's done. He's way overplayed his part. He is, and the thing is, as a piranha in the international community, you don't come back from that. It's like, you know,
there's no coming back from this.
Now, Kim Jong-un, you know, the people in North Korea, those people were ostracized. They can live in their own cocoon, but that's it. In Russia, you can't, this, it's too big. He can't get away from it. He can't go hide in some Kremlin in some city. He is done. So whether somebody gets to him fast enough and puts a bullet in his head so that this can be over, one of the things that came out last night was that this could go on for 10. I heard one of the commentators talk about, oh, this could go on for 10 years.
I don't see that. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, the convoy.
Well, the occupation could. I mean, if they occupy.
By whom? The by Russians Russia are not going to win this. They're not going to win this. There's no way they can win this. None.
I hope you're right, but I look, there are reports.
They still have a lot of forces they haven't used yet.
They have a 40-mile convoy of troops outside of Kyiv.
So why haven't we blown that up yet? Would be the question.
Because nobody, they don't have air support. They don't have enough air support to.
All those planes that we give to NATO? What are they using the planes for?
NATO's not moving in. Yeah, NATO's not moving in.
Well, but.
Well, apparently Ukraine, no, whatever air force they have is very much antiquated and not could never stand up to any Russian air force.
No, they're basically just using it to shoot down. I think it's very limited, and they're using it just to try to shoot at Russian planes. And I think most of what they're doing is from the ground. And that was one of the things that a lot of people who have criticized, and this is happening on both sides of the aisle, by the way, want to see Biden and the administration doing more for Ukraine, is that we have a stockpile of a lot of old planes that are, like, as they say, in mothballs at this moment that are not being used.
Out in Tucson.
That could have been delivered to Ukraine months ago. I mean, remember, this is not new. The troops at the border, and this is what I think was a little bit insulting when Biden said, you know, this was premeditated and we were ready. Well, these troops have been there since March, and there's no doubt that they have been building up the last couple of months.
Since
March of last year. Yeah. And there's been a presence of, I think it started with 50,000 troops, and then it went up to 90,000 troops, and it went up to 100 and 120. I mean, there have been troops being amassed at that border since March of last year. Knowing that, we could have gotten these old aircraft to Ukraine. We could have gotten some of our unused military items.
You could use
items
them for something instead of just having them rust
might as well
in the desert, and then they take them apart.
Because they don't have that. And that's why they're looking to, that's why they want someone to take over the airspace. That's why they're asking the United States and NATO to control the no-fly zone.
So should the European Union be bombing? If it's not NATO, then the European Union, they have each of those countries.
Ukraine wasn't part of it.
Have their.
And you know, it's really interesting.
No, but I'm saying now. I'm not talking about what in the past.
But they're still not. I mean, he's still not in the European
Union. Why isn't somebody bombing that, all, that whole 40-mile convoy? Why are we talking about it? Why is it being blown up?
I'm telling you right now that people are not wanting to, and I've heard this used on cable news on all the channels, poke the bear with Vladimir Putin. And so I kind of went off on, because I'm done with, like, the politics of all of this. The United States 40 years ago made a commitment to protect Ukraine. It's about what's right and wrong now. I don't want a war with Russia. I don't think anybody does. But it's about what's right and what's wrong. And so everybody else who's
in the sand somewhere.
Yeah, everybody else who is just saying, well, we can't poke the bear at Russia, and Republicans and Democrats are saying this, so this is not just party based. Those people are watching a television show. They're turning on cable news and they're watching a television show, except real people are dying. Mm-hmm. And so how do you end it? Right now, I mean, I know it's really easy to say that Russia's going to lose, and maybe ultimately, but as soon as, I mean, Russia over the last 24 hours has hit the heck out of Kharkiv. Yep. They're set to take Kharkiv probably in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Kyiv, God love these people. They've slowed down the convoy, and the only thing that's probably stopped
this is what's frustrating
is that
about
Russian soldiers are actually hitting their own gas tanks because they don't want to have to go anywhere.
They should find where Putin is and bomb, if he's in the Kremlin, bomb the damn Kremlin. Get rid of him. What is so difficult about figuring he can't, if you blow up where he is, they know where he is. They knew where Saddam Hussein was every second of every day. And that was how many years ago? 20 years ago? They know where Putin is every second of every day.
There is not a world leader on the stage right now who would ever do that. No. Nobody's got the
backbone. It's time to do it. Meanwhile, well, go ahead, Victoria. You want to?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, it's important, and part of the speech, you know, last night was about NATO and about our allies and being on the same page. Going rogue is not, you know, to I just don't think that's the way to go, and I don't think that that's not what Biden's plan is. That's never been his plan. As even when he was campaigning, it was all about allies and NATO and strengthening that. And
so why can't he convince him? Somebody convince him that that's
what
the right
Europe,
thing to do. How
honestly,
is it not?
You know, honestly, Europe. I think Biden would absolutely. There are a couple times now where he's been asked different questions about whether it was sanctions or whatever, and he's kind of like, well, you know, I got the impression that he would move forward, but it's Europe that's really dragging their feet. They really, because they rely so much on Russia for oil, and until they come up with another plan.
Anymore, and they won't.
Well, but they have to come up with another plan.
I don't buy that at all, because the United States is still buying oil from Russia. So fine, okay, so if it's true that it's just Europe, let Europe buy the oil
from
them.
I don't think
we're
buying as of today, Jennifer. I think.
Oh, yes, we are. 60 billion gallons a day from Russia.
But we don't use 60. That's not the right number.
I didn't say billion. 60 million gallons, or excuse me, barrels of oil today from Russia.
What's the 60 million that he talked about last night from the
That's from the reserve.
That's from the reserve.
A one-day supply?
That is from our reserve. That's from the emergency reserves. But we are still to this day.
Didn't that get bolstered when Obama was president to make us more energy independent? Would there be something like this that came along?
Under President Trump in 2019, we had stopped buying foreign oil and we were fully energy dependent, independent in the United States. When Joe Biden came into office,
in Obama's year.
We had this argument in 2019.
It started under Obama, and technically in 2019, Trump was president, and yes, we were energy efficient.
It was the full moment of energy. Independent.
So,
and then we got rid of it
many years,
and now we're buying foreign oil again. Because
so
Biden,
if we're going to buy foreign oil, we ought to at least buy it from Saudis or somebody in the Middle East instead of the damn Russians.
Well,
produce
that's it here.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, 47 after the hour.
Many people struggle with depression. Hi, I'm Delegate Cherie Sample-Hughes from Maryland. 16 million adults are living with major depressive disorder, and there's a new category of treatments becoming available called prescription digital therapeutics. They're app-based technologies that use high-quality software to prevent, manage, or treat a medical condition like depression. If you think you may be experiencing symptoms of depression, talk to your doctor and learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Three past the hour now. The ladies are having their discussion off the air. We need to record that and put it on the air. Victoria Keenan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with our Tech Talk. The moments during the day, Victoria shines in many different moments, but here, the technology stuff, which is certainly not my bailiwick. Every time you're not here and I have to go mumble, fumble through all of this stuff, I usually leave it to Jay at least to save me partially through some of these discussions. Okay, there's a new smart mosquito system. Wait a minute, let me see if I can deal with it. I got it. Okay, so where do we go?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of heavy stuff happening in the world, and a lot of tech stories are involving Ukraine and cyber attacks. So, like, let's take a bit of a step away from that, and let's
some
think
bugs.
About you know the
let's
spring coming, yeah, the spring coming, and then the summer, and as soon as that warm weather hits, we know mosquitoes are everywhere. So there's a new way. This is kind of interesting. It's called the LiveSmart Mosquito Repellent System. This is a new smart repellent system that is hooked up to your home. So if you have a smart home, you can actually hook this right up into your house, even powered by your house. Amazon Alexa, it works with Google Nest. And what it does is it covers your backyard with three receptors that covers about 945 square feet. And it's a repeller kit that you control with an app on your phone. And so if you're having a backyard party then you want to, about 20, 30 minutes before your guests arrive, you turn this system on, and it uses, it's a liquid repellent that it mists, that you cannot smell, but mosquitoes smell it, and it's made from chrysanthemums, which are a flower that mosquitoes really don't like. Mm-hmm. And so Thermacell says, the makers of this product, they say that it's 93% effective for, essentially, the mosquitoes will fly through this area that's covered in this mist, and again, it's untraceable to, you know, human smell, so you're just kind of going about your party, and the mosquitoes will fly through it, and then they just keep on moving, because they smell the chrysanthemums, and then it's a big hard pass. So the interesting thing about it is that it's all weatherproof, and it's an odorless, invisible cloud that's around you, and you can actually set it up however large you want it to be. It works for about 40 hours for one cartridge. The refills are about $120. The system itself, it's not cheap, but if you do spend a lot of time outside, for $700 to get rid of mosquitoes without using any harmful pesticides, which is kind of the only other alternative, and if you don't want to self in bug spray, which is just gross. And I live at the shore, and yeah, and all that's, all, I constantly, we just live with mosquitoes on the summer, and it's the worst. It really is the worst. So if I had a home, and if I was not an apartment dweller, this is definitely a system that I would put in my backyard.
I think I'll put it all over the farm and see what we do. Yeah, that'll take care of things. Okay, in a moment, we have some interesting discounts for those who are signing up for Paramount Plus. That's coming up right after these words.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
All right, so what's happening if you're a Paramount Plus person? I love that alliteration. A Paramount Plus person.
In a rare discount, Paramount Plus is actually celebrating its first birthday by offering an 80% discount to new and returning customers. So now through March 7th, eligible subscribers can use the code BIRTHDAY, and you get 3 months of the Essential plan for $1 instead of $4.99 a month. And if you want the premium, which has no ads, it's only $2 a month instead of $10. So both of the plans offer access to all kinds of episodes from Paramount Pictures, CBS, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV. Think about it's the Viacom package. That's what this used to be. They have new originals, the Paw Patrol movie, which is big with kids, the Star Trek Discovery series. They have a new season. Season two of Star Trek Picard is rolling out on March 3rd, and also the series premiere of Halo, based on the video game, on March 24th. Plus, World Cup qualifying matches will all be on Paramount Plus.
When you walk through LAX, you see these big posters all over the entryways for the new Star Trek.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.